Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hola, what is up, champion Sam Crowley? Welcome back to this Every Day is Saturday podcast. Going on about an hour's sleep. I'm going to share with you why that is. No, I wasn't out on an all-night bender. I used to do that in my 20s, but at the ripe old age of the big 5-0, those days are over, trust me. Hey, welcome to the show. Let's just dive right into it. I think this is going to be a really good podcast. No idea what I'm going to say, but I think it's going to be very powerful, one you're going to want to listen to more than one time, okay? First of all, thank you for all the great feedback online. I appreciate you way more than you appreciate this podcast. I just want to let you know that. And I know your level of appreciation for the Everyday Saturday Show, but I want to let you know I love you guys. I love the great comments you're leaving online for me, the emails, everyone booking their call at launchwithsam.com. Get on my calendar if you haven't done that. I want to help you launch your dream. When you're ready to finally get out of that sea of sameness, get outside your comfort zone, get that movement launched, get on my calendar. We jump on a call. We get you going. There is massive momentum created right away. Right away. Go to launchwithsam.com. Why am I on an hour of sleep? Well, our daughter Susan's been sick since last Thursday. She came home from preschool, bouncing off the walls, happy, you know, like she always is, happiest kid you'll ever meet. And then like an hour later, boom, gets hit with just knocked out, fever of 101, and she's been coughing nonstop for 5 days, and she's in our room still with my wife and I, sleeps in her bed in our room, just because she's, you know, still, you guys know the story, you know. So the reason, you know, we got to keep an eye on her, all that good stuff. But boy, when you got a kid in your room coughing all night, mama, daddy not sleeping, but it's all good, and I'll share with you why. I'm not trying to – look, you know, if you don't sleep, I don't know anything other – I'm not sure if there's – my lack of sleep crushes everything. You know where I'm going with that? Like, you can not eat. You can have a bad day. You cannot have, you know, the money in your account that you think you should have, all that stuff. But when you don't sleep, that the entire day is just bonkers. But I'm not having a boss for 15 years or so here. I'm probably – what was it, 2005 I quit? Yeah, 14 years or so. I can't even tell you what I would be like if I had to go to a job all day and be in that dopey office with dopey people who think small, play small, and that whole corporate, go to meeting, to meeting, to meeting, to meeting. Being an entrepreneur, just being free, affords you a lifestyle that has nothing to do with money and everything to do with how you control your schedule. So if you got a kid who's up all night, you don't got to get up at a, you know, oh my God, I got to wake up. I'm not watching the clock thinking I got to, you know, now I got to get my kids to school, which is, you know, watching the clock. So I got to get up by a certain time there, but I'm not stressed. And I think that's the biggest thing people are not understanding who go to a job every day. They justify it by saying, well, it's a good paycheck. Well, it's the health insurance. It's the retirement. You can get health insurance anywhere. You can retire way faster. You don't have to have a 401k, an IRA, and all that stuff that they're matching. You can do that all on your own, get an investment advisor. My whole point is when you're free and you have days where they just go crazy bonkers like that, you haven't slept in 5 days because you got a sick kid, the stress is already bad enough when you got a kid that's not feeling well and they can't communicate to you where it hurts. You don't need any more stress, like you got a boss breathing down your throat or going to a job you don't like or working around people that are small-minded and they don't think, act, and talk like you want to and all that stuff. That's the power. I mean, that's the real, real power of being free. And I'm not sure that resonates. Well, I know it doesn't resonate with a lot of people because even the ones that book the call, there's some people that will book a call with me, and they know I'm not going to let them argue for their limitations. They know they're jumping on what's called a power call, yet they still want to argue why they can't go for their dream. And it's so fascinating. I'm not going to let that talk ever creep into a conversation I'm in because I know the opposite is true. When you take a step towards what it is you want to do, it's amazing. It's amazing what happens because now you stop thinking, talking, and acting like the people you're hanging around. Like I always say, show me your four closest friends and I'll show you your character. I'll show you your finances. I'll show you your state of mind, your mindset. If it's an abundant, prosperity-driven mindset and you're hanging around a bunch of people that have that, man, you are off to the races. People that are taking action, people who are not arguing for their limitations. And then, of course, the reverse is true. You know, show me people who are just thinking small, talking small, and that's going to be you. You know, so if once you step towards and just take a big step towards your dream, I mean, hell, it could be a small step. It doesn't even need to be. I just would love for you to take a step. And maybe you already are. Like, maybe you're already on your way, which is great. But you got to continue to do that. And you got to keep reminding yourself why you're doing this. You want this because you want to be free. You're never going to be free of problems. You're never going to be free of adversity. You're never going to be free of life, okay? But life is beautiful. Wouldn't you agree with that statement? Like, if you can't agree with the statement, life is beautiful, then there's a wire disconnected somewhere in your thinking. There's some place in your history, in your past, where something really bad happened and you're unable to let go of that. And now you're fearful to move forward because of that albatross you're carrying around your neck. That's not a good way, because life is beautiful. You know, speaking as someone who's been through some really dark times and some really deep valleys, I can tell you, I know why I've been through those valleys. You know, we celebrate every year. I can't remember if I mentioned this on a previous podcast. We had a son born on April 19th of 2000. It was our first child. Well, he died at 20 weeks. He was born premature at 20 weeks. We held him, baptized him, gave him back. After about 4 hours, his little heart stopped beating. That was our son, Matthew. Every April 19th, we just have a, you know, quiet prayer. My wife and I talk about it. And he has a little spot at a local cemetery with other children at that period of time who went through that similar tragedy. It's called God's Littlest People. It's a monument there at Gate of Heaven Cemetery here in Cincinnati. But anyway, my whole point being, had we not gone through that and lost a child, our very first child, that was our first pregnancy, we wouldn't have had our four kids, you know, Madeline, Laura, Paige, and Susan, wouldn't have happened in that order. Because we got pregnant with Madeline, I think 3 or 4 months after we lost that child, and within a year had a perfectly beautiful, healthy baby born on her due date. You know, the complete opposite of what happened. Renewed our faith and all of that stuff, man, in God, that, wow, he really provides. And, you know, there's a message, you know, Matthew gave his life so Madeline could be born and our other four daughters would be born. It's just, you see how that works? It's like, once you start experiencing pain and adversity and you go through the valley, you start to get this thing called life. You start to understand that you're going through these really tough times, and I would tell you dark times. It's okay to have a dark time. It's not okay to stay dark, okay? You got to come out into the light again, because you got to experience all the ebbs and flows of what life has to offer, and you got to continuously keep moving towards that. So not getting sleep, I mean, look, I went 2 years, my wife and I, without sleeping when we first had Susan, because when we brought her home from the hospital, we had no nursing, and we were sleeping right next to a ventilator, which the bells and the alarms and the boom, 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 it's pumping air into your daughter's lungs, exhaling the air out, all that. It's very loud. And then when it disconnects 7 times throughout the night, the alarms go off and they beep like you're having a fire. I mean, I'm conditioned, right, wrong, or indifferent, sad or not. My wife and I can go on literally no sleep because why? Because we went through it before. How do we know we can do it? Because we've been through the valley. We already know. The good news is this has an end date. Susan's illness has an end date. She doesn't have pneumonia. She doesn't have, well, this is funny. This is a whole different thing. One doctor last night, we took her to 2 different doctors yesterday, different, completely different urgent cares. One urgent care said she had bronchitis. The other urgent care said she had allergies. The doctor's office we went to even the day before said she's fine. She has a fever. Not fine, but I mean, this kid is coughing so violently, you have no idea. My gut tells me it's allergies. I just think a pollen count is so incredibly high right now. We live in one of the worst parts of the United States for allergies, Southwest Ohio. It's just awful. But anyway, she's getting tested, going to an allergist at Children's Hospital. August 29th is the earliest. Guys, it's April 24th or something. I mean, we're looking 4 months. You get in. You don't just get in. It's this whole medical thing. It's you have to. This is another topic for another day, but you must perform self-care, preventative care on yourself. Drink the green smoothies, exercise 30 minutes a day, don't smoke, don't drink, overdrink, have moderation in alcohol. Do all the things that you need to do, because you never want to end up at the mercy of the healthcare system. Trust a guy who's been through this thing, millions of dollars in medical bills for our daughter, just countless hours. Now, obviously, Susan can't control, she was born at 1 pound. What I am saying, though, a lot of these adults, I find it ironic. I'll see them in line when I'm getting Susan's meds at the pharmacy, and these middle-aged men and women are picking up all their medication while they have a shopping cart full of Cheetos, potato chips, soda pop, sugar, just the nastiest stuff you could ever put into your body. And I just find it so ironic that they're picking up all these medications to treat the very symptom that they're putting themselves into. It's crazy, man. But you know what's wild? As you talk about feeding your body, I don't think we ever talk about feeding your mind. This podcast is food for the mind, you know? It's helping the dreamer, the doer, then the person that wants to go and get going and create momentum. This is food for the mind. The books you read, the audios you listen to, the people that you hang around is the mental diet that you really got to really focus on. Guys, that's what got me out of a job, is the mental diet. Get the hell away from people that think small, talk small, act small, that thinking, you know, asking permission for a vacation or working all week just so you could have 2 days off. That's insane, guys. You got to launch that movement. You got to get that message out. You've got to add value every day, and you've got to bring people along for the ride with you. You must do that. And you can't do it tomorrow or the next month. You got to do it now. You got to take action, all right? So do that. So anyway, hey, do I sound like a guy that's just got an hour's sleep? I think this sounded pretty good. I think this was a really good podcast, if I do say so myself. Maybe a gentle tap on the back for Sammy Boy. But anyway, I love all of you that listen to this podcast. Tell all your friends about it and get this thing going. Just bring everybody into Saturday Nation, man. Let them know. Plug them in. God, would I love to have a live event too. I gotta mentally focus on having a live event where just everybody can come. Private coaching clients, general public, everybody. Would like to keep it small though, because I think less than 50 people, everybody can learn, can apply it, can ask questions. If I take that step, I got to do it. So I'm not ready to take that step yet because I got so much else swirling in my life. I would love to talk to you though. If you haven't got on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com, book the call, let's do it. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.